want me to start over?
I like doing that, so we'll start over. We will convene the Tuesday, June 1st edition of the Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee. We have a fairly busy agenda today, and several members of this committee are subject to call the Speaker's office at any given moment, so we will try to move as quickly as possible. As you all read on the schedule, House Bill 2535 has been set over until Thursday. So that's about as fast as we can deal with that issue today. Next up is House Bill 2229 relating to support enforcement. Do we have a report from staff?
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, to the committee. The House Bill 2229 is a bill that authorizes the Support Enforcement Division to provide federally mandated services. They're called high-volume automated administrative enforcement services. What this does is when another state requests the Oregon Support Enforcement Division to do so, they must search the state databases and seize assets of non-custodial parents who live in another state and who are delinquent in their support payments. This bill is before this committee. It's been to a substantive committee, and there are two reasons. It is the authority to implement the automated Medicaid process, but there is a fiscal impact. You'll notice on the back side of the memorandum from me is a copy of the fiscal impact. It shows total $373,582, of which $127,000 of that, which typically comes from the general fund. As you remember from the Department of Justice presentation, the Support Enforcement Division of Justice Resources, by contract with Adult and Family Services Division, for providing child support services. So the expenditures for the Support Enforcement Division are other funds expenditures, but for the Adult and Family Services, it is general fund and federal fund, as you see on the bottom schedule of the fiscal impact statement. It starts with the budget analyst for Adult and Family Services, and although we haven't specifically been able to identify additional general fund that we can add to this budget, we do need to approve the bill, and I would recommend that we approve another fund's expenditure limitation for the Support Enforcement Division in the amount of $373,582 and request the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule that limitation. Would also request the recommend that the Support Enforcement Division and Adult and Family Services Division determine how they can identify the resources to cover the cost of this and report back to the emergency board. This bill is important, and it's important that these two divisions work diligently to try to find the money to fund this, because the penalty for not having a child support program that is in compliance with the child support plan is a loss of the federal funds. I think there's about $28 million in the federal funds in the child support program. And in addition to that, if child support program is out of compliance, it puts in jeopardy the total state plan, and the TANF funds could ultimately be declared a penalty of the entire federal funds for TANF. With that, Mr. Chair, I'll answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions for staff from the committee? Anyone in the audience dying to testify on behalf of this bill and screw up the bill's chance of passage?
For the record, I'm Ron
Alcantara.
The microphone. Oh, don't pull. Sorry. With the Department of Justice Support Enforcement Division. Here today in support of House Bill 2229 and testifying on behalf of the state agencies within our child support program.
Excuse me. You were speaking as I interrupted you, and we did not catch your name.
Ronald Schenkel, for the record, Department of Justice Support Enforcement Division.
Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
Would you like us to work this bill right away and send it on?
I would love that.
Thank you.
Anything else you feel compelled to say?
No, sir. You have talking points in your folders, fiscal impact statements, and actual dollars that staff testified to with regard to penalties for not having a state plan in compliance.
Which you are in support of and feel is adequate to do the job.
Sure, which one that is correct.
Thank you very much. We will adjourn the public hearing. We will convene the work session on House Bill 2229.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mann.
I move that we approve another fund expenditure limitation in the amount of $373,582 as recommended by staff and request DOS to unschedule the limitation. Do you want a package motion?
Package motion.
So we also request the Support and Enforcement Division and the Adult and Family Services Division to determine how they can identify resources to cover the cost and report to the Emergency Board, and that we send House Bill 2229 to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Will they do pass recommendation?
Any discussion?
Yes.
Representative Schrader.
On our first bill, I talked about Adult and Family Services. We're only dealing with the SED portion. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct.
That is correct.
Any further discussion? Any dissension to the motion? Seeing none, House Bill 2229 is moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. We need a carrier on the full. Representative Patrick, carrier on the full. It's the House bill. Why don't you carry it on the House floor as well? Senator Gordley, would you honor us by carrying this bill to the Senate?
Yes.
We would appreciate that. All right, we have a full enough committee now to officially welcome Senator Gordley to our midst. I mean, we've had fairly sporadic, somewhat ill-attended meetings. Thank you, Georgine. We will now open the public hearing on Senate Bill 239. Relating to liquid petroleum gas. Staff report.
Senate Bill 239 comes from the Senate Business and Consumer Affairs Committee with a due pass recommendation. It increases the fees for LP gas-related licenses for the first time since 1974. These increases are supported by industry. The funds generated will be used to conduct more inspections. You also have in front of you Dash 1 amendments, which exempts LP gas installations done during construction of manufactured homes from inspection. The chair of the Senate Business and Consumer Affairs Committee is aware of these amendments and approves of them. The bill was included in the governor's recommended budget and in the legislatively adopted budget, which passed out of this committee a few months ago.
Great. Any questions for staff?
For a work session?
Well, this is a public hearing, so I'm just wondering if anyone is dying to testify on this bill at the chance of causing it to fail. Seeing no public discussion, even though it was encouraged by the chair, we will adjourn the public hearing on House Bill or Senate Bill 239, and we will convene the work session. Do we have a recommendation from staff other than you have already stated?
That's it.
That's it. Representative Manning.
I move the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 239.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gorbett.
Could staff say again what the Dash 1 amendment accomplishes? They exempt the LP gas installations done during the construction of manufactured homes and also any repairs that are done in those homes as long as they're provided for by the manufacturer's warranty. I believe there's someone in the audience who's willing to speak to those if there's any further questions.
Your explanation is what I was looking for. Thank you.
Any further discussion?
Yes, real quick.
What do you think?
For the Dash 1s to discuss, I assume, in the appropriate substance committee?
I'm not sure if they were discussed in the substance committee. I don't believe so, but the committee chair was aware of the amendment. I have signed off on them. They result in a minor reduction in fees overall.
Why the exemption? I'm not sure I understand that exactly. I understand the exemption, but why?
That is a question probably
Michael and Leanna should be better suited to answer.
Yes, Don, come on up and introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Don Miner, here on behalf of Oregon Manufactured Housing Association, to speak in favor of the Dash 1 Amendment. Building Codes Division actively inspects manufactured home plants as well as recreation vehicle factories. In the last year or so, there's become some confusion as to whether or not the fire marshal also had jurisdiction here. What this amendment does is make clear that the Building Codes Division is responsible for the fire life safety issues in the factories, as well as repairs done outside of the factory, so long as they're done pursuant to the factory's warranty, or the manufacturer's warranty.
Any questions for the is propane used a lot in manufactured homes for heating?
Seldom. More sometimes for fireplaces, I believe. It's more commonly used in recreational vehicles. But again, that's inspected by the Building Codes Division.
Last question. And is the fire marshal okay with the Dash 1 Amendment?
Mr. Chair, Representative Schrader. Yes. So it's Building Codes Division.
If we could have you come up and identify yourself and say the fire marshal's office is okay with the amendment, I think that would be appropriate.
Good evening. I'm Terry Glocko. I'm representing the State Fire Marshal's Office, and we are okay with those amendments. They're amendments that we work out with building codes in the propane industry.
Great. Any further questions or discussions? Could I have a motion approving the amendment?
We have a motion for me already.
We have a motion already. Boy, I hate it when people get ahead of me like that. Any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Representative Mannix.
I move the bill to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Representative Mannix moves Senate Bill 239 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation, or as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, House Bill 239 is moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Senator Kim, you are a Senate member that's on the full committee.
I have you, Mr. Cherry, anything you want, Mr. Chair.
Boy, I love that. I'll get back to you later. Could you carry that to the full committee and the Senate floor?
Sure.
And Representative Bozanski, could you carry that to the House floor?
Be my honor, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, work session on Senate Bill 239 is adjourned, and we will convene the public hearing on Senate Bill 240 relating to evidence.
Senate Bill 240 came from the Senate Judiciary Committee with a due pass recommendation. It allows for reports submitted electronically by the state police to be admitted into evidence. The governor's recommended budget and the legislature approved budget included funding to purchase the hardware and software necessary to send these documents under electronic signature. This funding also allows the purchase of the necessary software for all the DA's offices and 100 of law enforcement agencies so they can interchange reports. The funding is included in the legislatively approved budget.
Great. Representative Bozanski.
Make a motion that we pass this out to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
So you get to the work session first.
I'm just anxious.
We're in a good deal. This is the best one of the day as far as your... Any discussion? Anyone here that's absolutely passionate about testifying on this bill?
This is the only time I've ever seen Marla Ray restrained with glee.
Yeah. No public discussion. We will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 240 and open the work session on Senate Bill 240. Any discussion?
But I have a motion. Representative Bozanski.
Make the same motion that passes to the floor with the V-PASS recommendation.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, Senate Bill 240 is moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Motion carries. Senate Bill. Senator Kim, would you be so kind as to carry this?
You don't have much of a choice.
Well, that's the choice I don't want to make, but I would be honored if Senator Borger would carry it on the floor.
On the floor, I'd be happy to. I'd like to carry it in the other committee, too, but...
We need to carry this for me. We have a motion for Senator Gordley to sit in for Senator Kim to full committee. And then on the House,
Representative Passage.
That would be good. Okay. Okay, work session on Senate Bill 240 is adjourned, and we will open the public hearing on Senate Bill 242 relating to urine tests.
Senate Bill 242A comes from the Senate Judiciary Committee with a due pass recommendation. It clarifies the standards for drug level testing conducted by OSP Forensic Lab. If these standards are not clarified by the bill, there could be some additional expenditures. There are no funds thus directly related to this bill other than if it doesn't pass. The bill and passage was assumed in the governor's recommended budget and the legislatively approved budget.
Now, I know there's some folks out in the audience that want to testify on this bill. No? I would have a good question. Yep. We will. Well, I'll just be a good little boy. I won't go there. We will. We will adjourn the public hearing on Senate Bill 242. Yeah, why change now? And open work session on Senate Bill 242.
Senate Bill 242 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, Senate Bill 242 is moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. So moved. Senator Hanna should be noted as the carrier of this bill in the full committee and on the floor. And Representative I'm fired up about this waiting off.
Can you free off
on all these DA type bills? Wait a minute. I'd like to ask Representative Minnis if she would like to carry this bill.
I would gladly defer to
you. Oh, sweet. Representative Kozanski, we would be honored.
I'll do this one.
Any further business done before the committee today? Announcements?
Tomorrow, Thursday, we will have military budget review as well as the gun bill and finish up the public hearing on Department of Corrections.
That's a good announcement.
Yeah.
I like that one. Okay. Seeing no further meeting come before committee? Committee is adjourned. My God. Let me answer more questions. I can't believe it.